it.
Word!
And that's just about all I've got to say, except to introduce some prominent alumni up here on the platform. First, Mr. P.H. McCaw, class of 99. Mr. McCaw came all the way from New Orleans to see us beat Springfield. But we've just got to do it. Second, I want to present Captain Charles Bickley, class of 98. And now I'm going to turn this meeting over to the guy who pulled the team out of the rut and put them on the road to championship, the biggest man in school, Hector Smith.
Gee, what a catch up. I can't make a speech, but I've got a little show for you this evening, and I hope you'll like it. And we're going to start out with a number first by the Academy Band. You've all heard about the Squidsville mascot. The Squidsville mascot is a mule. And when the Squidsville mule comes on the field, you can tell him from the rest of the Squidsville team because he won't be wearing a uniform. And say, just a minute, please. That just gives me an idea. You've all heard about the famous Four Horsemen. Well, in view of the fact that Squidsville has picked a mule for their mascot, I think we ought to call their back the Four Jackasses. Squidsville can have their old mule for a mascot because I've got an idea for a mascot that'll make Squidsville look sick. Just don't forget that. It'll make Squidsville look sick. And a little later in the evening, I'm going to tell you what it is. And now I've got a little surprise for you. You all know Tony here. He's a swell yell leader, but maybe you didn't know he could sing. He's really a fine singer. In fact, Tony once sang before Prince Albert smoking tobacco was placed on the market. All right, Tony, go ahead. Here's your chance to make good in the big city.
To a little country village came Wise and Carrie White. He met a farmer's daughter. They fell in love at sight. Every night the house was crowded, so they couldn't Bill and Coo. They tried to think of some good way. Now this is what they do. Now every night they'd Bill and Coo out in the new mown hay. No one sees them but the moon out in the new mown hay. On the old back porch, the neighbors squawk. The family watches like a hawk. but they know that the cows won't fall out in the Numa hay. Every night they'd hug and kiss out in the Numa hay. Not a single night they'd miss out in the Numa hay. When it rained, they'd both say, let it pour. A raincoat Mary always wore, for she'd been caught in the rain before. Out in the Numa hay.
Gee, that was fine. Thank you. Thank you. That was fine, Tony. And now I'm going to spring the big secret and tell you about our mascot. And oh, it's going to be a pepper. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's certainly going to make that Squidsville team sick. And while I'm sort of collecting my thoughts, I'm going to ask the band here to play another number while I'm collecting my thoughts. That's the only way you can collect things nowadays. Go ahead, boys. Go ahead and play a tune.
The monk on the string, he gets the nick from the window. When songs of Napoli he sings, Nicolini, he loves Antonetta, who laughs in his face when he say, Antonetta, I break my heart for your sake, because you make answer this way. Oh, Nicolini, don't be so mean. If you will sell the grape and the banana, be big Italian businessman. Oh, Nicolini, I'll be your queen. If you will.
Oh, my gosh sake, it's Mr. Winterbottom.
I thought I never was going to get here. Got lost and wandered over the whole dead darn country, did.
Yes, but what's the matter? What's the matter, Mr. Winterbottom?
Well, I had a note for you, a note from Professor Thistlewaite, but Consharns went and lost it.
Lost it?
Yeah.
Lost it, oh, gosh, God's sake. Maybe.
It's all right, Hector, it's all right. I read it first, so I know what it said, all right.
What did it say? What did it say?
It said you didn't pass your examination this afternoon, so you can't play in the game against Squidsville.